This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another podcast of Catching Up. You can also tune in live Tuesday nights between 9 and 10 on Joy 94.9. Enjoy the show.
Hello. You, Lottie?
I'm here, Dottie.
Oh, there you are. How are you? Come on in, sweetheart. Come on in. We're going to be listening to that radio show, Catching Up or something silly. Oh. Remember we're on it?
What's it on again?
It's
What's it on
Joy,
again?
Boy, oh, I can't remember. Something 69.
Something happy.
Yeah, I can't remember. And remember we're talking about all our recipes and your gardening tips.
That's
and,
right, yeah, my gardening roundup.
Yeah, and your cures for bad breath, stuff like that.
And your recipes of the week?
Yes, that's right.
Sounds wonderful. Shall I see if I can find it on the wireless?
Yeah, I think it's 69.
All right, hang on.
Might be no, it could be 79. We'll try 99.
All right.
I don't know.
I can't find it. Let's just have a cup of tea.
Jam fancy tea would be nice. Hello.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber and Jamie Lewis.
Well, a very good evening, Melbourne. You're listening to Catching Up on Joy 94.9. It's just after 1 minute past nine, and you're here with Jamie Lewis and Brett. Unfortunately, the lovely Dolly is unwell this evening, so we're sending our healing energy and love out her way this evening, Brett.
Poor Dolly. She is sick in bed. She has the flu. We are very, very concerned about her, but we know that she's on the mend, and we're just gonna fly duo tonight as opposed to a trio.
It's a twosome instead of a threesome this evening, folks. And it will be fun either way. We've got heaps coming up on the show for you this evening featuring the 60s, Brett. So some music from, let's see, the Seekers, maybe a little bit of Cher there coming in.
I know. It's Welcome to the 60s, one of my favourite tracks from the musical Hairspray that's just recently been in Melbourne and a bit of a hit around the world based on John Waters' original film. He did in the late 80s, which was totally quite, it was actually a little bit rude and tongue-in-cheek, and they've sort of sanitised it, but the musical was fantastic.
Excellent. Sounds lovely. So heaps of great music coming up. We've got some segments, some fun. We've got a mystery sound for you to try and guess again, as we had last week. And, we might see if we can find today's mystery sound, actually, Brett.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Let me just see. Let's try that again.
We'll have a try of it.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a slow starter. Oh. Any ideas?
I think
you don't actually know what it is this week.
I don't know what it is, but I'm thinking maybe we play it again.
We'll play it again. Right now. Oh, that was better.
That's probably a bit better. It's still probably. We'll just do it one more time,
one more
I think.
Time.
Yep.
Still
thinking it might be a little bit soft, but never mind.
We could give some clues later if people are struggling. But, give us a call. You can send us an email on air at joy.org.au or you can SMS 0427JOY949.
Fantastic. And so first off, it was a really tough decision about what music do we actually play from the 60s because, Jamie, it's a whole buffet, isn't it? It's jazz, it's pop,
it's a hot buffet, it's a cold buffet, it's hors d'oeuvres on a tray. There's so much music from the 60s that we all remember fondly and love. So it was a tough call, Brettie. It was a tough call.
It was. So we're going to start off with The Animals, which is Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. This
classic.
Was from 1965, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit Joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Joy94.9, it's now 6 minutes past nine. You're listening to Catching Up with Brett and Jamie because we are sans Dolly this week. Sans Dolly.
It's a sad, sorry Dolly, lying in bed, hopefully. And she better be dying, let's say that much. but we will cope on. We're survivors, Brett. We've always been survivors.
I am a survivor. So the animals, it was 1965.
Right.
And part of the decade was about rock and roll.
Yeah.
What's your favourite rock and roll band from the 60s?
Oh, I don't think it would be a rock and roll band from the 60s. It would have to be the Beatles overall, just because there was so much great music that they sort of produced during that time. But there was so much other stuff going on in the 60s. It was just a crazy decade. Some people actually say that the 60s ran from 1963 to 1974, which is a little bit crazy in itself. But culturally speaking, it was a very complex time. There was a lot of political trends and changes around the world. Government started to turn to the left, and people like, you know, John F. Kennedy started to fight for African-American rights and rights for the elderly and poor people in America. The Vietnam War was on, Brett, from 1955 to 1975. Imagine living in a society,
oh my goodness,
with all this change going on, and there's a war going on for 20 years, quietly, of course.
Just quietly. It was pretty bad. Like, the Vietnam really started as something that people were going to achieve. So people were, yeah, we can show our dominance, and ended quite sadly in the 70s where people had to leave. Some say it was actually the fall of modern day America. That's when they started losing their grip. The breakup of the American dream.
Talking about falling, well, rather not. Talking about putting something up. The 60s was also the time when they started to build the Berlin Wall.
Yes, it was.
Some 20-odd years after World War II, they start building a wall to divide up Berlin. It was a crazy decade. Crazy.
It was. We're going to play another track now. This time it's from one of my favourite bands from the 60s. It's an Australian band. It is The Seekers with Georgie Girl, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, catching up with Brett and Jamie. It's just gone 12 minutes past nine. It's great to be here with you this evening. What have we got up next, Brett?
Well, we're going to play a little bit more.
We've changed the secret sound.
We have. Oh, actually, the secret sound. Haven't we got a few surprises on the secret sound?
Well, we have come to the conclusion that the secret sound was bleeding obvious. So we've changed it because, quite frankly, it was no challenge. Look, Jude and Joey have got it from Bayswater in WA. Big hello to those guys. First time, mystery sound, someone putting their seatbelt on. You were correct. I hate to say it though, girls, someone did beat you to the punch there, and that was Thomas, who simply sent in, hello, is it a seatbelt buckle? So it was too obvious, and we've got something that's going to maybe make it a little bit more of a challenge for you.
Let's have another go at that. Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
If anyone gets that, I will eat my hat, literally.
And it's a very generous hat as well.
It's got a few flowers in it this evening. What's up next?
So now, one of my probably all-time favourite divas in the world, I got to see her in concert in Brisbane a couple of years ago.
You didn't?
Yes, I did. There is a bit of a debate whether she was singing to me at one stage of the concert or to my dear, dear friend Amity. But here's from her 1966
1966.
Hit. Oh, yeah.
Before we go to that, she was born in 1946, so she'd actually be 60-something.
Yeah, she's pretty rocking for an old diva.
She sure is. Mm. I can't see any wrinkles. I'm looking at a photo of her now. She's still hot. Of course, she had a rib removed, didn't she?
I think she had all the ribs removed.
She's got one rib left, which she's getting out next week.
But this is one of my favourite songs from the 60s.
It's an awesome song.
It is Bang Bang, Joy 94.9. It's now 17 minutes past nine. We're on Catching Up with Jamie and Brett. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. I just feel like I've been shot down by Cher. Ribs and all. She's fantastic.
She's pretty fantastic.
She's still got it. The only artist to have a number one hit in 6 decades, Brett. So maybe she's a bit older than we thought. Maybe she's alive. She's actually 147.
147.
She's been cloned 6 times. Still going strong. So what's been happening with this week, Bretty?
Oh, look, I am...
Busy at work?
Busy at work. Andy and I are doing some little... buying more tchotchkes for the house.
What's a tchotchke?
Tchotchke's like a dust collector, really. But very nice, pretty dust collectors.
Uh-huh.
Statues and that sort of thing.
Oh, statues, nice. I actually have 150 pieces of West German pottery collecting dust as we speak. I know that's a little random.
Good Lord.
Yes. It's very pretty, though. It's very pretty. Well, one of the things that's been just tickling my fancy this week is a new show that's been on TV called Mrs. Brown's Boys. I have been in absolute hysterics. And a couple of the episodes actually made me cry as well. So I thought that was pretty hugely talented.
Jamie, what's the show about?
It's basically a man in a woman's frock, which is always delightful. And she's the mother of, I think she's got 6 children. So and it's sort of set in Dublin. But the really beautiful thing about the show is that she crosses the boundary between the taping audience and reality part of it. So she'll bump into a camera, or she'll leave one set to go to another set to get her handbag. And it's just, I don't know, how do you describe something that's hilarious? I think people should check it out. It's Mrs. Brown's Boys. What about you, Brett? What's new for you?
Oh, look, not much.
Yes, I didn't think so.
Panelling's probably new for me, Jamie.
We might need to explain that the lovely Dolly normally presses all of our buttons here at Catching Up. And as she's unwell this evening, Brett's having a minor cardiac infarction. and I say that with the most gentle of terms, because I think anything else might set Brett over the edge. We do have a heart defibrillation machine on standby, and I think it's going to be fine. Look, coming up next, we've got a... we're going to go off to Daylesford and see our 2 favourite girls, Brett.
Oh, I wonder what Lottie and Dottie are up to today.
Well, I actually had a little phone chat with Lottie this week because I needed some advice. You know, they always know. Practical advice, sensible advice, they just know it all. So I was asking Lottie about Lamingtons this week.
Oh, nice.
I was unsure of their size and how big they should be, but she assures me that the CWA standard for a Lamington is 5 centimetres by 5 centimetres by 5 centimetres. And based on that, I think there's a lot of overweight Lamingtons around, Brett.
I think so. Well, let's see if we can cross live now to Daylesford.
Yeah, let's go and see them.
Happening on inside today, darling?
Well, we've finally got some eggs, haven't we, from the chooks?
Well, it's about bloody time.
Curried egg sandwiches. Oh. You can't go astray, can you? You a bit peckish?
Beautiful. You know I love a curried egg sandwich.
I'll quickly whip one together. I'll just let you know how I do it, though, in case you give a stuff. 1 onion chopped, 1 tablespoon of plain flour, 1 tablespoon of butter, salt and pepper to taste, 2 tablespoons of curry powder, 6 hard-boiled chook eggs, shelled, and 400 mils of milk. That's it. Melt the butter in the saucepan, cook onion until golden brown. Add the curry powder, flour, salt and pepper, and stir until smooth. Cook until the flour is lightly browned. Add the milk and stir over a lovely medium heat until the sauce boils and thickens, and then add your eggs. They can be chopped, it's up to you. Gently into the sauce and serve with, well, your hot, freshly cooked rice if you like that. But if you just want to slap it onto a nice piece of white bread, all's the best then. Shall we have some now, sweetheart?
Oh, I would love one.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to Catching Up. It's 24 minutes past 9. That was the Divine Supremes, one of my all-time favourite 60 girl groups, with Reflections, which was also the theme song for the 80s hit show China Beach, set in the Vietnam War.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's one of my favourites of all time. I was actually lucky enough to be locked in the same plane with Diana Ross once, Brett.
You're kidding.
His chin just dropped to the floor.
Oh, my God. Clang.
She didn't want to be spoken to. And all I remember seeing was a very fuzzy mop of hair that was unconscious for a very long time. But I'm sure she's lovely.
Are you saying that Miss Diana Ross could be a slight diva?
Possibly. Unconfirmed diva issues. We've got a few call-outs to do, which is always exciting. Now, I actually think this one says, go Bretty, big kisses from, is it Danor or Danar?
It's Danois. And Nanette. Now, they are actually neighbours of dear Lottie and Dottie. They're in Trentham.
Oh, right. Mm. Which means nothing to me because I'm not from Melbourne, of course.
It's near Dalesford. That's all you need to care.
Well, we had a little message actually come through from Dottie and Lottie too, who said they're making chicken soup as we speak to rush round to poor Dolly's house. So she can expect a knock on the door any moment. We've also got a message here that says, Brett, hope Connie gets a look in.
Okay, now...
So what does that mean?
I'm going to greatly disappoint my mother because I always thought, Mum, that Connie Francis had her hits in the 1950s, not the 1960s. So, Mum, I will play Connie at a later date. Do apologise, Mum.
I wouldn't mind that, actually. I think Connie's pretty cool. Hey, we might just play the mystery sound one more time and congratulate the winner. It's quite amazing this person's got this noise. Let's have one more listen to that. Or not.
So I'll try one more time to do the mystery sound.
As we said, Brett's new to the buttons. Have we told you that? There you go. Look, it wasn't an easy sound, but I've got to give a shout out to young Joey over in Perth. She has come straight back with, is it a noise from Doctor Who or other space show? Some kind of zapping with a ray gun. Now, the actual title was Missile Rockets Left to Right. Now, I don't think you're going to get any closer than that, Brett, to be honest.
That's pretty close, mate. Yeah.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's catching up with Brett and Jamie. It's 9:27 and it's time for the weekly star signs, Brett.
Aries. An apple never falls far from the tree, except when it's hurricane season. Taurus. Today you can look at gift horses in the mouth and see what they've had for lunch. Not always pleasant. Gemini, long, winding, rambling voice messages are coming at you all day today. Cancer, go get them, Tiger. They certainly aren't coming for you. Leo, you can have two pairs of pants that look absolutely hideous in your wardrobe. Burn them. Virgo, your crap of meter is well-tuned and highly functioning, so today is a very good chance of passing judgment on others. Libra, view mayonnaise with an incredibly critical eye today. Consider yourself warned. Scorpio, problems can be easily solvable, especially when they're happening to someone else. Sagittarius, an incompetent co-worker will cause you more work. Suppress the urge to do nasty things to him. Capricorn, you are likely to put your foot in your mouth. Luckily, there's plenty of room. Aquarius, your losing streak is about to come to the end. Keep gambling until it does. And finally, Pisces. Your computer is on the verge of a major hissy fit. Stop downloading porn immediately. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I am a little bit tongue-tied tonight.
That was a special word. Stop. That's a new type of download. It's like an MP3. It's been crossed with a movie WAV folder. And you can't download anyway, Brett, can you? You can't even push the buttons. Let's face it, downloading is going to be a little bit beyond you, I would say.
I would think so, but we're just going to have a little bit of a break. And coming up, we've got a film review. It's called The Sapphires. Maybe Lottie and Dottie are going to come back just for a wee bit.
Definitely going to have a little bit more Dottie and Lottie. We've got a review coming up of the iconic classic movie from the 60s, Barbarella, starring the lovely, and I do mean lovely, Jane Fonda. We've got a little bit of information about what was going on in the GLBTIQ community in the 60s as well, which was a pretty important time for us. And we made some pretty huge leaps forward. You're on Joy 94.9. It's 29 minutes past nine.
You are listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you're enjoying the show, you can tune in on Tuesday nights from 9 till 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
One of only three gay radio stations in the world, right here in your own backyard. Thanks for your support, Melbourne. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Catching Up with Brett and Jamie. It's just after 9:30. And next up, we have a review, Brett, of The Sapphires, which I know absolutely nothing about. So I'm incredibly interested to hear where this one's going.
Not a problem. Look, The Sapphires is a new film. It's an Australian film and it's a comedy. It's based on the 2005 stage play of the same name. The film's about four Indigenous women. Gail, who's played by Deborah Mailman, Julie, who's played by the lovely Jessica Mailboy, Kay, Shari Sebbins, and Cynthia, Miranda Tapsell. They're discovered by a talent scout, Chris O'Dowd. Now, Chris O'Dowd played the charming Irish policeman in Bridesmaids, for those who...
Oh, he's lovely.
He's a bit hot. And they formed a music group called The Sapphires, and they were actually travelling to Vietnam, and obviously Vietnam was an occurring theme of the 60s, in 1968 to sing for the troops during the Vietnam War. Now, I'm going to play a little track. It's sort of like their audition, and here we go.
And your name again?
Kamerganta Songbirds.
Say what now?
We're the Sapphires.
Sapphires. We'll see you in Saigon.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. You're on Joy 94.9. It's just coming up to 9:35. You're catching up with Brett and Jamie. So is it based on a real story, Brett? What's the deal?
Look, it's based on the 2005 stage play of the same name by Tony Briggs. The film was first announced in 2010. It is inspired by the true story of Biggs' mother, Laurel Robinson, and his aunt, Lois Peeler, who travelled to Vietnam to sing for the war troops back in the late 60s. It's a very interesting time because... I only actually recently found out that the Indigenous community in Australia didn't actually have the right to vote until 1967.
Wow.
So as with most of the 60s where, we had the gay rights movement, we had the feminist movement, we had the African-American movement.
Yeah, things were starting to shift, but were they starting to shift in Australia? Maybe not.
Well, this was probably the first time that... things were shifting. Whether probably in the 70s in Australia, we had more of that mindset rather than with the States, it was in the late 60s. But it was definitely a very important time. It's quite amazing that Sapphires has made its world premiere at the 2012 Cannes Film Festival on the 19th of May during its competition screenings. But it's not going to be released here in Australia till the 9th of August. It looks quite amazing. I mean, Jessica Mowboy, I think, has one of the most amazing voices for someone so young to have so much range.
Absolutely gorgeous voice, gorgeous girl. We've got a pretty outstanding voice coming up next. It's actually going to be Cilla Black from 1963, You Are My World. Interestingly enough, though, Brett, Priscilla was actually... Cilla, I should say, was actually born named Priscilla Maria Veronica White. So she did a bit of a Cath Day night and switched from white to black. And who wouldn't change a name if you had all of those things going on?
Exactly.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's catching up, and there's a bit of Cilla Black for you.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Oh, Cilla Black, what can we say? What a voice. And then she went on to host one of those really sort of afternoony shows. What was it?
Oh, no, she did Blind Date, which was
Blind Date,
the UK's version of Perfect Match.
Okay, that's what it is. You know what I'd really like to see? Cilla Black double billing with Lulu. I reckon that would blow your socks off, Brady.
Two redheads screaming out with Cilla going End of My World and Lulu singing Shout One More Time. Oh, Lordy.
It would blow the roofs off of any stadium in Australia, I'm pretty sure. I think we've got one more chance to catch up with our beautiful girls up in Daylesford, Brett.
I think there's something a little bit wrong in Daylesford tonight.
A little bit of bad breath, I think. Joy 94.9.
Oh, do excuse me.
Dottie, darling. Where did that come from,
sweetheart? I don't know. I think I'm starving hungry.
What did you eat last night?
Well, we had one of those TV dinners, didn't we?
You need a little bit of indigestion reliever. You know how to do that, darling? I might just quickly whip you up something now.
Oh, what have you got, my sweet kettle?
Well, you prepare a mixture of 1 teaspoon of baking soda to a glass of water and drink for immediate relief.
Immediate relief?
Normal for this to cause a burping or a belching reaction as the relief takes place, but soon you'll feel much better.
I'm feeling better already. Toots!
Joy 94.9.
Ever wanted to learn how to make radio? Joy's 94.9 Tastes of Radio training course will teach you all about on-air presentation, interviewing, studio operation, media law, digital editing and more. Classes run regularly throughout the year, one evening a week, 6:30 till 9:30 for 8 weeks. If you'd like to learn all about Joy's 94.9 Tastes of Radio training course, head to joy.org.au, click on the Get Involved tab and select Tastes of Radio. And Brett, we did.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, and it's now 17 minutes to 10 and you're on Catching Up, and Jamie's got a little bit of a movie treat for us now.
I do. Thank you, Brett. I'm reviewing the 60s classic Barbarella. Now, for those of you that have not seen this movie, you simply have to beg, borrow or steal a copy and sit down with your favourite beverage and enjoy it. Look, it was 1968. It was a combination of a French-Italian science fiction, originally based on Jean-Claude Forest's French Barbarella comics. It was, interestingly, Brett, directed by the then husband of Jane Fonda. I'm pretty sure that's how she got the gig. His name was Roger Vadim. Now, the movie credits suggest that it's perhaps the year 40,000, so it's a little ways off in the future, especially from 1968. One of the things that just stands out for me in this movie is just the unbelievable visuals and set designs, which were actually by a very famous Italian set designer and production designer called Mario Garbuglia. I knew I would stumble on that word.
A very good try, though.
A very good try. It presents a visually stunning treat from shag pile interior spaceship carpets. Barbarella is assigned by the President of Earth, which is played by Claude Dolphin, to retrieve Dr. Duran Duran, who is played by Milo O'Shea, from the planet Tau Ceti. Duran Duran is the inventor of the positronic ray. Weapons are obviously banned on Earth at this time, so it's a bit of a threat, and Barbarella has to go out, find Duran Duran, you know, destroy the weapon and save the planet. And she does that, but on her way she meets some very interesting people, including an angel.
I remember seeing the angel, and I remember there was some sort of big gruff guy in a sort of like a Sonny Bono two-piece, and there was a cube monster.
Well, the cube monster, I'm not sure. That might be an imagining of yours.
That might be me mixing it up with Logan's Run. I do apologise, Jamie. I interject.
Possibly. No, that's good. I mean, I'm glad you've seen it. One of the very interesting things I found out was that all the costumes are by Paco Rabanne.
Ooh.
Which is nice. Anyway, she finds the missing scientist. She saves the day. But at this time, 40,000 years in the future, having sex is... they don't do it anymore, Brett.
Oh.
Well, they don't do it the same way.
Oh, okay. Is it like a... I can't remember. Do they put the thing over their head and connect them to a big computer? It's a big 60s computer, mind you, because it's 40,000 years in the future, but somehow technology of the day was still there.
Oh, it was better.
Really?
It was better than it was ever going to be. the quote I read said that penetrative intercourse is banned on Earth, instead making love by consuming exaltation transference tablets. However, Barbarella, of course, learns that sometimes it's just better to do things the old-fashioned way, and she proceeds to do that a few times. Interestingly enough, Jane Fonda was named at birth Lady Jane Seymour Fonda. She was named after Henry VIII's third wife.
The Lady Jane.
The Lady Jane Seymour.
Oh.
Yeah. Who lost her head, of course, along with all the other wives.
Yes, well, she was having too much of a dilly and a dilly dance.
She probably couldn't produce an heir.
That too.
I'd say. That was usually what got your head chopped off back
then.
Jane Fonda is absolutely beautiful, and she's absolutely beautiful in this movie. She's been married three times, first to the director of this movie from 65 to 73, and then a man called Tom Hayden from 73 to 89, and then, of course, the Ted Turner years. From 91 to 2001. She's kicking 75. She still looks great. She's an icon. We love her.
It's quite funny because I actually saw the other night Newsroom. It's a new TV show based on the guys who did The West Wing. They're doing that. And Jane Fonda plays a cameo as basically the owner of the network. And we were both commenting, other than her boobs that she has had done, she hasn't had anything done to her face, and she does look fantastic. She's in her mid-70s. She looks amazing.
She looks amazing. I'm giving the movie 5 out of 5 for 5 out of 5 choc tops and a bonus box of popcorn. It's that good.
Joy 94.9. It's now 10 minutes to 10. Loving, and you're on catching up. I'm absolutely loving that track, Jamie.
It pretty much gives you a really good taste for it. And look, if there's any girls out there that like girls, there's a particularly nice scene as the movie starts with Jane Fonda derobing in a very stylish way, of course.
And the funny thing about that is, for those Kylie fans out there, Kylie ripped off the idea of the opening to Barbarella in Put Yourself in My Place. I think that's the name of the song.
I can't remember what the song was.
I can't remember.
Maybe let us know if you're out there and you're listening. You can send us an email on air at joy.org.au or SMS 0427JOY949.
Now, we've got the lovely Mitch in the studio now. How are you, Mitch?
Great.
And Mitch is coming up on Sci-Fi and Scream. Mitch, what's on the show this week?
Tonight, we're looking at Japanese fashions and Japanese alternative streetwear. So it's going to be a really great show. And we're also talking to Eric Vale and Chris Sabat from Dragon Ball Z, the voice actors for Piccolo and Trunks.
So
if you know Dragon Ball Z, it's a really good thing. And yeah.
Japanese fashions caught my interest, actually.
That's pretty cool.
It's really awesome.
I don't know about... Did you say Dragon Balls?
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. That might be a...
Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z.
It's a movie.
It's an anime.
Oh, right. You can tell the over 30s in the room.
What was that?
What are you talking? A movie? No, that's cool. So listen in, guys. It'll be great.
We will.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in, Mitch. We're wrapping up the show in a bit, so...
We've got to have a few more songs here, Brett. What else?
Oh, no, there's...
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're with Jamie and Brett on Catching Up. If that was not the sound of the 60s, Brett, I don't know what is.
Good morning, Starshine, from Oliver.
Fantastic, what a beautiful song. Now, before we wrap up tonight's show, we just want to let you guys know out there that one of the things that came about in towards the end of the 60s was something called the Stonewall Riots. Now, basically what was happening in New York at a club and similar clubs to this called Stonewall was that they were being routinely raided by police to arrest gay people. And one night in late June 1969, people in the GLBTIQ community resisted for the first time. They rebelled openly on the streets, and this uprising is called the Stonewall Riots. It began a new period of GLBTIQ rights that in the next decade would cause a dramatic change both inside the gay community and in mainstream America. So an important time for us as a community where we started to have our voice heard. Coming up next week...
Oh, look, I've just got a little bit to say. One thing I didn't get to talk about the 60s, which I'm dying to, was the 60s was the final era. It was the golden era of musicals. And some of the musicals that were in the 60s, I mean, you had Oliver, speaking about Oliver, My Fair Lady. Julie Andrews was actually the lead character that she lost to Audrey Hepburn. The Sound of Music, the pivotal, everyone's favourite musical, and the last Rodgers and Hammerstein's musical. Hello, Dolly, starring Carol Channing on Broadway, Funny Girl, Barbara's big hit, and finally, what really ended the musical was Hair, something that Jamie and I just don't have anymore.
And speaking about one of those musicals, Brett, was Oliver. I actually got the part of Oliver when I was a little boy. I think I was about 7 in a local production. And as we were leaving after the audition and that I'd been told that I got the part, the lady looked at my mother and said, "He's going to be the best fit Oliver we've ever had."
Look, thank you so much for joining us on Catching Up. Jamie, what are we going to do next week?
Well, there's always so much to get through. We will be bringing you a bit of TV next week. Are You Being Served?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For Catching Up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.